And welcome back to the Life Without Limits podcast. It's been a minute. I'm your host, Yogi Roth, and I'm so fired up for season three. It's been a while since we've had one of these conversations, but there's a lot going on in college football season, as you know. So I apologize, but we've been recording some fun convos in season three that I think you're going to absolutely love. But to give you a recap of what's been going on since the last time you heard a podcast in mid-September, well, it was college football season. And for me, it's a time where I just throw myself into the game. You know, I kind of love to tell my bosses, like, from August 1 till signing day, you got me 24/7. I'm kind of a yes to everything. And this season was definitely a season like that. There were some fun things to talk about. I don't know if you've heard the other podcast I hosted called the Season of Sam podcast. That was with USC quarterback Sam Darnold. And every week, Sam and I would sit down in Heritage Hall underneath all the Heisman trophies and all the awards at USC and that football lore, and we'd have a really candid, unique conversation. For me, it was an absolute blast because it was a masterclass for Sam. And if you haven't listened to it yet, I highly recommend you check that out. It'll be in the show notes. It's on my website, yogiroth.com. And for Sam, basically every week we would meet, we'd talk about the game, do a quick linear review, depending on what happened on that previous Saturday. Then we'd bring in a guest, and we would both interview them. And the goal was for Sam to basically have another course in college and learn from some of the greats. We started off with Trent Dilfer. He interviewed his head coach, Clay Helton, also people like Pete Carroll, professional athletes in other sports. We've also interviewed musicians, Sam Hunt. If you didn't know Sam Hunt, he was a quarterback at UAB. We had Will Ferrell, obviously the gifted actor and performer that he is. And we finished it off with Dr. Michael Gervais, who's been on this podcast as well. And the goal for Sam was to just add tools to his toolbox and his arsenal as he kept developing as one of the top quarterbacks in the country. So I think you'll really enjoy listening to how a young man learns. I know for me, as being the host of that and the catalyst for those conversations, it was fun to just prep for them and then listen to how Sam learned and how he asked questions, because it was a lot of the times different than directions I would go in. And I thought that was really unique to watch a young man who oftentimes we see these athletes in helmets and shoulder pads and they're gladiators and we forget that they're still kids. And for Sam at 20, I thought it was awesome how he prepared and how he learned and really how he grew. So check that out if you haven't, but that's where I was for the majority of the season. Every week, Sam and I would meet over at SC and record the Season of Sam podcast. Also, I was calling games all season long and it was an absolute blast. The most fun I've ever had in my broadcasting career. Again, partnered with Ted Robinson and also got to splash in a mix of J.B. Long, Guy Haberman, finished off the season with Roxy Bernstein alongside Jill Savage and our incredible production crew all season long. And it was great every week because on Fridays, you'd go in and you meet with the head coaches. You know, you talk to them during the week, you talk to student athletes. And I learned so many lessons and principles about leadership, about life, about team building. This year, probably more than any. I think the coaches in the Pac-12, they're as deep in terms of wisdom as any conference in the country, and the assistants I think you're going to see and you've already seen over the last couple of weeks launch to head coaching jobs, like Jonathan Smith, who was at Washington and now at Oregon State. You also saw the Elite 11 documentary series that aired on NFL Network, which was fun to be a part of. For me, I got a Heisman vote this year. So I just got back from New York City covering Bryce Love. And to be around he, Baker Mayfield, Lamar Jackson was really unique. I had a one-on-one with each of them that I'll also be sharing on this podcast platform as well. And now we're into bowl season. How much fun is that? I get to go to the Cotton Bowl, cover a scene, trying to make my way to the Fiesta the very next day. But overall, season three, here we are. Let's talk about it. For me, now we've done, I've recorded almost 70 of these interviews. And season three, for me, I could have released during the fall, but I didn't want to do it. I thought that I had a lot going on, a lot that I was pushing and promoting from college football, my focus for the games, obviously the Season of Sam podcast that I just referenced. And I thought, you know what, just take a beat and see if you can curate some unique conversations. And that's exactly what we did. And I can't wait to share these in the next coming weeks. I think you're going to love them, specifically around the holiday season. Episode one of season three is a conversation with a young man named Jared Blank. And Jared will inspire you in countless ways. This is a young man who is on the verge of running 7 marathons in 7 days on 7 continents. I mean, you talk about trying to figure out what it means to be human and seeking out that process. Jared's perfect for that. We talked to John Brinkus. You know him for sports science or even his podcast, The Brink of Midnight, which I was fortunate enough to be a part of and a guest on. We talked to artists like Kate Vogel, who's had a hit song come out around the Me Too campaign that just took off and was wildfire. And her journey and her creative process is fascinating. Courtney Cole, another singer-songwriter, came out of Nashville, moved to LA, had a documentary that she just made up on her own and exploded on YouTube, which you're absolutely going to love. Our conversation around her moving out to Southern California and chasing her dream is called The Rockumentary, if you want to look that up. Dan Rubenstein, he co-hosts one of the best podcasts in the country called The Solid Verbal. But you don't really know his journey as now a storyteller and an accomplished voice in the college football landscape. Also talked to Melvin Gordon. You're going to love that. When I do some of these events now and I host these events, I'm recording them. So I get to take those conversations in front of 60 or 100 and blast it out to you guys in the tens of thousands as our podcast is reaching peak listenership, I guess. So I'm so thankful for that. And I'm really pumped about season three. I think when you listen to all these, you're going to be taken a lot of different places. You're literally going to be taken to Santiago, Chile with a conversation with Rob Ryan. You're going to be taken to running with Jared Blank, as I referenced earlier. But where I hope it takes you is down this really sharp angle of figuring it out what you're seeking in life. I'm going to talk about that a lot. You'll start to see that will be my theme over the next coming months and really the entire off season around this idea of seek. And I really think that we all are seeking something. We're seeking a better life. We're seeking our partner. We're seeking a better job. We're seeking sunnier days. We're seeking good waves. We're seeking a great latte. Whatever it is that we're seeking, we want our lives to be better. And I think there's a one commonality that we all have and that we seek to live to our most potential. You know, we seek to figure out where are we our best self. And I think as we continue to evolve and elevate the conversation around the simple thesis of this Life Without Limits podcast, which is the question, what does it mean to be human? I ask you in all these conversations, you listen to these people, they're chasing their dreams and their goals and their aspirations to reflect back on you and get lost in their words and say, hey, what am I seeking? You know, where's my road trip? What can I figure out on my run? You know, what do I want to go build? And I think that to me has resonated extremely deeply with me throughout the last 4 months of the college football season. And I think these conversations will elicit some of that growth as well. So I'm going to end right here. This is just a transition episode, and you'll see the next coming episodes will be a blast. It's all about seeking. It's season three of the Life Without Limits podcast. Yogi Roth, your host, and I thank you so much for the patience, the love, the support, and of course all the commentary. So share this one, kick it off to your friends, your comrades. If you got guest recommendations or ways that I can improve, please let me know. Check it out, Apple Podcasts and every other podcast platform. Yogi Roth, and you know how we end this thing. The only limits that we have in life are the ones that we set ourselves. So keep seeking.